Hello, dear sister in Christ. My name is Pat Domain. I'm founder of On Fire Ministries. And at On Fire Ministries, our mission is to ignite a passion for Christ in the heart of women and inspire them to apply God's word to their everyday life, because I believe that God's word really works. Now, I want to start today by asking you a question. Do you need God's wisdom for something for you personally? Now, that is where I currently am. I am seeking God right now for direction in ministry. Ministry in general has changed, and I don't even want to say the word, but I will. COVID has changed everything in our world, and ministry definitely felt the tremor of that as well. Therefore, the things that once worked in ministry don't seem to have the same appeal or effect, which brings me back to my need to hear from God. If I evaluate where I really started wrestling with this direction in my ministry, because of this world and culture shift, it has been longer than even in the past year. However, I found myself recently at the point of I've got to have God's clear answer and direction. So as much as I don't mind change is still hard, especially when you don't know what the change is supposed to be. And I realize now, when God didn't simply lay out that answer before me in the past, I just kept going through those familiar motions of yesterday. And not to say that those are bad, but now I'm just at that place that I know I need to know if that's best. So if I can make more of a difference in this world, I want to make sure that I am lined up with God, with His plan, with His will in this day and time. I cannot even begin to explain how much I desire personally to make a difference by helping people get to a place of truly seeking and experiencing God and the everyday benefits that He brings into our lives. And I especially want to see that happen by seeing more and more people getting into God's word, loving God's word so much that they apply His word to their everyday life. Once again, because I believe that God's word really does work. His work hugely impacted my life, and I want others to experience that as well. So let's talk about God's wisdom. Is there really any other kind of wisdom, true wisdom, than God's wisdom? In truth, all wisdom is from God. He is wisdom. The first time that God's word used the term wisdom is when God spoke to Moses in Exodus 28:3. He gave him these instructions in Exodus 28:3. So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. So God's first statement recorded regarding wisdom shows us that He filled men with the spirit of wisdom to fulfill a specific aspect of ministry. And that shows me true wisdom comes from God, and that we need true wisdom to fulfill God's plan, His will, and His ministry for us in this world. Now, the English term for wisdom is used over 200 times in the Bible. According to what translation, it varies. So that's why I just said over 200 somewhere in the 210 range. So therefore, we recognize that God had a lot to say about wisdom. Proverbs is often known as the book of wisdom because out of those 200 plus times that the term is used in the Bible, 49 of those are found in the book of Proverbs. So if we know that we need wisdom, Proverbs is a great place to start to see what God clearly communicated to us about wisdom. Proverbs is wisdom literature physically written by King Solomon for his son. Now notice that I said physically written because I believe that the wisdom of Proverbs came to Solomon to write down as spiritually breathed words of God. Just as God spoke to Moses in Exodus 28:3 that He filled gifted artisans with His spirit of wisdom to make garments for the priest, God filled King Solomon to write His words of wisdom. Now, 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17 affirms that as well. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. That's talking about being breathed by God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So truly, Solomon was a gifted writer, filled with God's spirit of wisdom to write the words that would travel throughout thousands of generations and minister truth into human hearts within extreme diversities of world cultures and languages. I learned the reality of God's word transcending the barriers of cultures and languages many years ago on a mission trip to Bulgaria. A group from my church had traveled to Bulgaria to minister in various churches, and my role was to speak and teach God's word to women. They had some small women conferences at these different churches, and I will tell you, I was very nervous about doing this because it was the very first time that I had ever spoken with a translator, and I didn't know if I would be able to minister through that translator, if I would be able to minister to these women from this totally different culture from my own. What would they really be able to connect with what I was bringing to them? The answer really ended up being yes, they were able to connect with it. I did not know if they could, but they were able to. At the end of each one of those events, after I taught from God's word and I paralleled it to how his word had ministered into my everyday life, I knew that God's word transcended every human barrier. These women were so happy to hear God's word taught to them. They all spoke of how the messages spoke straight into something specific and personal that they were facing at that time. Well, that right there was just so amazing to me. All my concerns and my fears were pointless because it wasn't that my life or my circumstances were relatable to them. God's word related to them in their current daily life circumstances. These women found wisdom that practically helped them from God's word. So let's talk a little bit about the eternalness of God's word. Take a moment to think about the fact that Solomon's words were written some 3,000 years ago. However, these are not antiquated words spoken long ago. These are eternal words that still speak truth today. Matthew 24:35 records Jesus' words, and he said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." I love what my New King James Version Study Bible commentary stated about that Matthew 24:35 passage. It says that the words of Christ are more certain than the very existence of the universe. In 1 Peter 1:25, Peter reminds his reader of the same fact, pointing back to scripture written by the prophet Isaiah many generations before him. And he said in 1 Peter 1:25, "But the word of the Lord endures forever." And that is specifically spoken out of Isaiah 40 verse 8 as well. And of course, we see this same thing in Psalm 119, which focuses completely on the word of God. In Psalm 119:89, it says, "Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens." And all of that to say that God's word steadfastly remains the greatest place to receive his wisdom and guidance in our lives. God's word was, is, and always will be true wisdom available for those of us who know that we need it. So just talking about our needs, my personal need for God's wisdom, needing God's wisdom in my life and ministry, as I said, it's where I find myself. And for the past 20 years, I've served the Lord in ministry, and I love Jesus. I love what he did for me and taking my sins and redeeming my life from a pit of sin and darkness. I love how he blessed me and transformed my life in ways that I never thought possible. And I absolutely love how he uses his word to speak intimately, personally, and even specifically to me when I seek him. And all of that is why I cannot get over Jesus. It is why I can't not serve him in ministry. Let me say it this way. With God's sure calling deep inside my heart, I recently have sought him for wisdom and direction in my ministry, yet still struggling to even clarify my own prayers. And one morning this past week, before the sun rose, I sat outside and I prayed, and I told God how much that I wrestled with praying for myself and for my ministry, because I never wanted my ministry to be about me. I wanted it to be about Him and about His kingdom. And that morning, as I looked back across 2 decades of ministry, I realized how much guilt and possibly even shame had caused me to pause in my prayers for my ministry. But still, I prayed and asked God for wisdom and direction in my ministry. Now, after praying, I followed a Bible reading plan that I was using in a small group that we're doing in my church. And so the 2 chapters that were for that day were James 1 through 2. And right there, James 1:5, God through His Spirit and through His Word stopped and spoke to me specifically, personally, and intimately. And this is what He spoke out of James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all without reproach. So specifically, I had asked God for wisdom that morning. Personally, I had shared my wrestle with guilt and shame for asking for wisdom and direction when my prayer was about me and my ministry. And intimately, He spoke and opened my eyes to see that He gives to all liberally and without reproach. And that is what I needed in that exact moment. The words "without reproach," looking at that original Greek language, really grabbed me and compelled me to look at it and know, what does that actually mean? Well, of course, without means no or not, no reproach. Without reproach, the word reproach means defame, disparage, and reproach. And generally speaking, reproach means to rail at, to revile, or assail with abusive words. And it even speaks of accusing a person. So my Complete Word Study Dictionary of the New Testament stated that in James 1:5, the term for reproach was used in an absolute sense with that negative, without, no or not, meaning to not upbraid with benefits conferred. And that's the terms that they used in regards to that James 1:5, to not upbraid with benefits conferred. The word conferred means granted or bestowed. Upbraid isn't a term that I had used in my everyday life. I can't even say it. So surely I didn't know much about the term upbraid. So I looked at its synonyms. Synonyms of upbraid are scold, reproach, chastise, reprimand, rebuke, or censor. Ultimately, what I understood that God wanted me to know is that He would grant me wisdom, and that He would not scold me, reprimand me, or even censor me with any form of criticism when I sought Him to give me wisdom, nor when He gave me what I asked for. So all of that brings me to you. Do you need God's wisdom? And do you ever struggle with any kind of guilt or shame when asking for yourself? God wants His people to know that He wants them to come to Him, to seek Him, and especially for wisdom. And when we do, He will absolutely not fuss, not gripe, or criticize us in any way over our asking or over Him giving to us what we've asked for. But He will give us that wisdom that we ask for. So, dear one, if you need God's wisdom in any area of your life, let's ask Him for it. So I wanted to leave you with a prayer totally based on Scripture, Isaiah 11:2, Psalm 90 verse 12, and Proverbs 1 verses 2, 3, and 7. So let's just pray this for ourselves in agreement today. Precious Heavenly Daddy, we ask that Your Holy Spirit rest on us. Fill us with Your Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Teach us to number our days so that we can gain a heart of wisdom. We want to know wisdom and instruction. We want to perceive Your words with understanding and receive Your instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. We know that the beginning of knowledge is revering You. Help us to give You the reverence due your great name, that we live a life of wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before I say goodbye, I do want to invite you to join me on your favorite social media platform, whether it is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, to get daily biblical encouragement for Christian women. And check out my website, onfire-ministries, and there you can get free biblical resources. You can read my blog, my weekly blog, or maybe even a Bible study for you personally or group study that you may be doing. If you found this podcast beneficial, please take a moment to rate, review, and share this podcast, because it is a way that it helps others to find the podcast. It may be the very words that someone else needs to be encouraged in their faith journey today. Until we meet again, have a blessed and beautiful day.